Page 47. Exercise 1. Listen and read. What is the topic of Justine's talk? How many examples does she give?
I'm going to talk about nanotechnology and the possible dangers of nanoparticles. Let me start by looking at some potential risks. Then I'll suggest some solutions. Nanoparticles are so small that they can enter our body when we breathe or be absorbed by our skin. Nobody knows how these particles will affect our health. Some nanoparticles are man-made and don't exist naturally, so they could cause serious diseases. We just don't know. Another problem is security and privacy. Extremely small devices are being developed which will be able to spy on governments, companies, and private citizens. These nanobots would be too small to detect. Finally, there is the risk that nanotechnology will be used to develop tiny but deadly weapons. As you can see from these examples, although nanotechnology is an exciting new technology, there are also potential risks. So what can be done? An international organization should be created to monitor nanotechnology. Also, laboratories that create nanoparticles should be required to test them before they are used in household products. To wrap up, I think it is important that governments take an active role in the responsible development of nanotechnology.